Too hot. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Seems like one of those days where they don't even want us to go outside.
Oh, it's going to be that bad.
It seems so. The humidity is just going to ramp up as every hour goes on today. So if you have a friend that has a pool, maybe get to your community pool today.
Or turn on the sprinkler.
Yeah.
Go play with the hose.
Very old school, but yeah, absolutely.
It'll get the job done, though.
My son Drew is in a soccer camp this week, and we just received notice that they're going to shorten the camp today.
So they're not
going to be outside as long.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, everybody's worried about today.
Jeez. So hot that can't even go outside. That's when you know you're in the dog days of summer.
Thank you for being here this morning. We have good vibes on the way. Hash it out a little bit later on this morning. And, of course, you can go head-to-head with Alyssa in Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's trivia questions, 5 trivia questions. You just have to get more correct than Alyssa, and you can win some tickets to the Cuyahoga County Fair. That's at 7:55 and 8:55 this morning, the Q Morning Show. Benson Boone, Mystical Magical, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. I have more news from the airport.
Oh, what's going on now?
Hopkins is introducing a new service. It's called the Hopkins Hangout Pass.
What is that?
So it allows people to walk around the airport without a boarding pass. So, for example, if you want to accompany someone to their gate, or, you know, let's say maybe you're in a long distance relationship, and instead of just dropping them off at the airport, you can now go through security with them and wait with them at their gate until they actually walk down the, what is it, the jetway?
Yeah,
until,
the tarmac.
Yeah, or you could go get something to eat inside the airport.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're going back to kind of how it used to be.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, like how it was like 20 plus years ago. Do you still have to go through
security,
TSA, to do that?
You do.
Does it cost anything extra?
Let me scroll down here. So it's the Hopkins Hangout Pass. This will debut August 11th.
Oh, wow. So it's coming up.
You need to apply for this 24 hours in advance, but no more than 7 days before you want to do this, before you want to be in the airport without a boarding pass. So that means you can start making that request on August 6th. No, there is no additional fee or anything like that. They're going to limit passes to 100 people per day, and it's only available between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m.
Okay.
And you're allowed to have one personal item.
Oh, okay. So you even get an allowance on how much you're allowed to bring with you, even though you're not getting on a plane.
Yeah, a purse, a briefcase, or a small bag.
Wow, interesting. That would have been so helpful when I didn't live here. Because every time I'd be going back to California, my mom would go into the airport with me just up to like where the little like desks are for all the different airlines. Because I'd be crying.
Oh.
Waterworks. And then I'd get in line for TSA. And sometimes she would get in line with me and then just hop out before I actually went through where they like check your bags and stuff. But then other times she would just like, when I went into the little like gated area there, she would kind of stand outside and just like talk to me for 20 minutes while I was making my way through the rails.
The line for the TSA. I've seen the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at Cleveland. I was leaving Cleveland, and there must have been a couple who were doing a long distance relationship or whatever. And the guy was in line and he was in front of me, and we're just snaking through the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this girl, she was absolutely in tears, and she would stand on one side of the line and they would just talk and embrace each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd have to go down the other way. And then she would just go around to the other side of the building and then wait for him to come.
I've been there, done that many a times.
So if that couple is still doing a long-distance relationship,
their life is about to get a lot easier.
Yeah, one of them will probably be applying for the Hopkins Hangout Pass.
100 a day. That's not a lot, though, so you got to get in on that quick.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. There have been so many bad vibes this week.
No kidding.
And yesterday, saw the news about what happened in Lorain with the police officers. We are thinking about the three police officers in Lorain this morning. Officer Brett Payne, Officer Philip Wagner, and Officer Peter Gale, who were shot in the line of duty yesterday. They were just doing their job, and some lunatic comes out of nowhere and ambushes them.
That's just not something you ever expect when you're going to work for the day.
So we are thinking about those officers and their families this morning. Good vibes on the way. Let's
do that. Yeah, we need some of those.
216-474-0104. What has you in a good mood today? We're heading into the weekend. It's going to be a really hot day. So stay cool today. The Q Morning Show. Let's go to the east side, Chagrin Falls. We're going to get a good vibe this morning from Sarah. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share your good vibe with us.
Oh, my gosh. So I just moved into a new house, and the previous owners had put a koi pond in the backyard, and it's like my first time taking care of fish and stuff, and so I just added two new fish to the pond, and oh, my gosh, they were so happy, and they were like swimming all around and like noticing all the other fish, and
aww,
they just had like these little smiles on their faces, and it was so cute. I'm so happy.
Sarah, so this house that you just moved into, it has a koi pond. So was the koi pond already stocked with fish, or did you have to add your own fish? Like, these are the first two fish that you have added.
No, it had some fish. It mostly had goldfish because the previous owner, he didn't want to like feed them that often. And the goldfish, you don't have to feed. They just like eat insects and algae and like natural stuff in the pond. But the koi are like a little bit more work. And
yeah. So, are koi difficult to take care of?
They're not too difficult. They're definitely like a little bit more maintenance than the goldfish. And then once they, because they do live like, they can live like 40 or 50 years.
Yeah.
And they do get like big eventually, but mine are all like really small right now.
I think it's funny that Sarah mentioned the two new koi fish had a big smile on their face.
I mean, I don't know if it's like, to me, it looks like they're smiling. Like I get like a happy vibe from them at least.
Is there any danger that the koi fish eat any of the other fish?
Like, I was kind of wondering that.
Will they eat the goldfish?
I don't think so. I know that koi and goldfish at least like live pretty well together. I've heard that if you put like maybe some other like smaller or like slower breeds of fish that you might have to worry about that. But I think for the most part, they mostly just eat. They're like herbivores.
All right.
Okay. So they're not killers.
Right.
All right, Sarah. Well, I've learned a lot this morning.
I really have.
I thank you for calling into the show. Enjoy your koi fish. And
thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're on Q104. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I found someone in Cleveland who I want to meet.
Oh, who is that?
And I just saw them this morning.
Wait, okay, you saw them. Where did you see them?
Driving into work this morning.
Do they work here also?
No, they don't work in the building. In fact, I've only seen their vehicle. So this is on my drive in this morning. I get off at East 9th Street.
Uh-huh.
And I'm stopped at the light over there by the BP station in Progressive Field. And there's a car to the left of me. And I saw the car as I'm pulling up next to him. And I noticed because his car kind of has like neon lights. Like his car is noticeable. It sticks out because of not flashing lights, but just neon lights inside the car and around the license plate. His license plate says 5 stars.
Like spelled out 5 stars.
S-T-A-R-Z.
Okay.
Is his license plate. 5 stars.
And why do you want to... Is this the person you want to meet?
Yes. Can you imagine what this person might do for a living?
I can take a couple of guesses. I would have to think like Uber or Lyft.
I think he's an Uber or Lyft driver.
If that's the case, that's a great license plate.
So as we're sitting at the light, I look inside his car.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he has a lot of technology in there. And it looks like he has like iPads or something similar set up in both positions in the back seat.
On the backs of the front seats?
Yes.
Yes. Have you never been in an Uber or Lyft with those screens on the back of the seats?
Not that fancy.
Really?
I've just been sitting in basically the back seat of people's cars, like normal cars.
There was one time last summer when, because I was living like right on Huron Street, like next to the Wild Eagle. I was living in an apartment downtown Cleveland, and I called an Uber to take us down to the flats. And there was like a lot of traffic. It took us like 15 minutes to get to where we wanted to go. But we had one of those Ubers with the screens in the back, and they have like trivia. So we were playing trivia like the whole time.
I love that.
It's a lot of fun.
I've never been in an Uber like that.
Oh, yeah. We definitely gave 5 stars. Left a nice tip. Great review.
Maybe you were in 5 stars and you had no idea because you didn't see the license plate.
Very possible. I might have rode in his car and had no idea.
I just love somebody that takes pride in their work. And they're working hard to get those 5 stars by making their back seat like super interactive.
I've been in some really cool Ubers and Lyfts here. I've been in some that offer like little bottles of water, some that have like different charging cables for every single kind of device you could ever have. They let you like plug in the aux cord and play your own music. Oh, yeah, we're getting real fancy.
Look, someone just texted in. Yes, he is a Lyft driver. He also has a karaoke machine in his car.
What? Okay.
I want to meet this guy.
5 stars. Do you take reservations? Can Bill and I come and ride in your car and do some karaoke? Because that sounds fun.
All right. I'm putting a pin in this because I want to find this guy. I just want to meet this guy.
5 stars.
5 stars. And then the other guy that I want to meet is the guy that fell off the raft yesterday.
I just sent you that on Instagram. I didn't know if you had seen it.
As the Browns are trying to unveil their helmets, I guess, for this upcoming season. They were out on Lake Erie, and they've got some rafts. They got some giant helmets, and there's video. And I just reposted this as well on our Instagram, at the Q Morning Show. But it's everywhere. It's everywhere now. You have to assume it's a Browns employee.
I have to assume he is okay, because I did see his post. He reposted the video of himself falling, and he was like, So I fell on live TV today. So he's being a good sport about it, and he's all right.
That's great. All right, hash it out on the way this morning. We're going to talk to Kelly and Phil. They are married. They are having a disagreement on how to handle a sensitive parenting issue that you may have encountered as in your parenting exploits. So we'll get into that coming up. Hash it out on the way. The Q Morning Show. Q104, The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Hash it out this morning. So here's what's going on. You have some sort of a disagreement with someone. You can't find common ground. You've been going around and around and going nowhere. And that's when you come to us. We'll allow each of you to have your side. You can say your piece. And then our callers will chime in at the end and hopefully find some sort of a resolution for you. Kelly and Phil, they are married. You are going to hear from both of them this morning. Kelly's going to go first. Kelly, tell us what's going on between you and Phil.
Hi. Yeah, my husband and I are having a disagreement about discipline for our teenage daughters. We can't decide what to do. We aren't seeing eye to eye. So last week, my husband put the trash out in the recycling. It was a Wednesday night. The recycling comes in the morning. So on Thursday morning before I left for work, I had some more recycling that I needed to take out. Mm-hmm. And when I opened the bin, I noticed that there was a plastic bag that I didn't recognize, and there were some empty cans of High Noon, 6 empty cans of High Noon on top of the recycling.
Ooh, what is High Noon?
It's like a seltzer.
Yes, it's an alcoholic seltzer.
Yes. Alcoholic seltzer. Like a White Claw or something like that?
Similar, yes.
Yes,
okay.
Very similar, yeah.
All right.
And I don't drink High Noons. I don't drink any sort of seltzers. I'm a beer girl. My husband doesn't drink it. He drinks beer too. Sometimes we have wine, but we never ever have seltzers in the house. So.
I see where this is going.
Oh boy.
Yeah, we do have 2 teenage daughters. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing the math, and I'm pretty sure that I know where they came from. So I told my husband about it, and I'm asking him, you know, like, how should we discipline them? Should we confront them? Like, what do we need to do? And he doesn't think we should do anything at all. He doesn't think we should say anything or confront them. And I disagree. I think we need to discipline them. We need to talk to them. We need to have a conversation.
Hmm. All right, Alyssa, any follow-up questions for Kelly?
Yeah. How old are they? I know you said teenagers, but what are the ages of your daughters?
Yeah, they're 16 and 17. They're close in age. They're 18 months apart.
Okay. Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if it was like 13, but 16 and 17. Got it.
This is perfect because we can bring in Kelly's husband, Phil, right now. So he's the one that said, I don't think we should confront our daughters over this. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Please go ahead with your side.
All right. Well, first of all, let's make sure that everybody knows that we're both concerned about this. I'm not just blowing it off. I just have a different remedy on how we should confront the situation. I'm definitely concerned about it. I just don't think we need to confront the girls about it. Frankly, I'm scared to confront them about anything.
Yeah, but why do you feel that way, Phil?
Well, two reasons, I guess. Like, first of all, we can't prove that it was their alcohol. I mean, it looks sketchy, but none of this was picked up on our camera, so we really have no way of going and checking out for sure where it came from. And I just want to be careful about accusing them because it'll backfire on us. And it's possible they didn't have anything to do with it, even though they probably did. But,
possible,
I know the girl.
But it's not likely. The powers of deduction. So our recycling bin is towards the back of the house. Like, there's no one who walks by. Someone would have to go out of their way. Like, who else would it be? It's not you. It's not me. It could be someone else, possibly, but it's very, very unlikely.
We got to just be careful about it. Somebody probably didn't put it in our recycling, but it is possible that somebody did that. I mean, I'm just giving out reasons why it might possibly not be them, even though I'm pretty sure it is them. It's already behind our back, but I don't want it to get worse.
It's not going to get worse. We have to nip it in the bud now.
I just don't think we have enough evidence to confront them. Maybe it's the Perry Mason in me, but we just don't have enough evidence.
No, I have all the evidence I need. Those cans are evidence. 6 cans of High Noon in our recycling bin, that's enough evidence for me.
Hopefully they'll screw up again and we can catch them red-handed. That would be nice.
No, I just want to ground them now for the rest of the summer. It doesn't matter. They need to be punished now.
All right, Kelly and Phil, we're going to stop you right there. 216-474-0104. I don't know what I would do. I see what Phil is saying.
I do, too.
I understand his point of view. And I can certainly understand why Kelly wants to take the bag of High Noons and run up the stairs and kick down her daughter's door and be like, what is this?
Yeah, I'm picturing like this bag of empty cans. Kelly, is it like, was it like a grocery bag just like tied up? Because that's what I'm picturing.
Yep, it was a grocery bag.
Okay.
They must have figured out how to get rid of the box that the High Noons came in, but they weren't slick.
Okay.
So two very different parenting styles here. Which one is the right way to go? Do you confront your daughters right away or do you wait until you have some more evidence?
Some concrete evidence, like a Ring camera video or something.
216-474-0104. Let's hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. Throwback Thursday all day on Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're in the middle of Hash It Out. We heard from Kelly and Phil. They're married. And trying to take the recycling out the other day, Kelly, for some reason, opened up the recycling and noticed there's a strange plastic bag in there. And she's like, hey, I didn't put that in there. What is this? And she examines the plastic bag and finds 6 empty cans of High Noon.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody finished off a sixer. And she assumes it's one of her daughters or maybe both of her daughters.
Because it wasn't her. It wasn't her husband. She's saying it's highly unlikely that somebody just walking by would have stumbled into like their backyard to their recycling bin to put it there. So it's looking like it's one of their daughters or both.
And they're 17 and 16. Kelly wants to confront them right away. Her husband Phil's like, we can't prove that it's their alcohol. We shouldn't say anything right away. We should let them get comfortable. Maybe they'll screw up again. That's kind of Phil's philosophy. Chelsea and Menor, what would you do?
So I do have two teenagers. If I was in that situation, I would definitely confront them, but I would not do any kind of discipline, because then we're going to be in a situation of, if they're drinking again, they're not going to trust me. And they could be in a situation where I need to go get them. So I think you definitely confront them, but you don't make a negative out of it.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea. Appreciate you listening this morning. Beth's in Lakewood. Beth, good morning.
Hey there, morning. I have strong opinions about definitely chatting with the kids about it, but it's an opportunity to build trust with them and talk about safety, not wanting them to drink and drive. You know, teenagers, they're going to break the rules by nature of being teenagers, but I think it's a really good chance for you as parents to just have an open conversation with them and let them know you care, let them know you want them to be safe, and that drinking is just not a good idea. And if for some reason they are drinking, you are a safe person that they can call if they need help.
We're assuming a lot. We're assuming that it's the daughter's alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we can assume, since were they drinking at home? I mean, can we assume that?
I would have to assume so. If they found it in the recycling, I would hope so.
Because they're two, we can assume that they're two environmentally conscious teenage girls.
Right, for throwing it in recycling.
Yeah, how about that?
I think that this is honestly some great advice, though, to not make it a negative, to try to keep it a neutral conversation, because I think that way, even if it's not their alcohol, right, even if it wasn't them by some crazy chance, I think that that's still a valuable conversation to have with two teenage girls at that age. And that way you're not accusing them of anything. You're having an adult conversation with your kids, really.
All right, we have to leave it there. Anything further, you can text us 216-474-0104. My theory, maybe a little off the wall, I think those were Phil's high noons.
You think that Phil is trying to cover up and just keep his reputation of strictly a beer drinker?
I thought Phil was drunk when he was talking to us.
Oh, come on. This early in the morning.
Slurring his words a little bit. Cameron is in the truck this morning in Willoughby. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us on. We are about to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. And if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins, because all ties go to Alyssa. Cameron, are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix on Friday. What sport did Happy Gilmore originally try to play professionally before discovering his talent for golf?
That would be hockey.
Question two. Does Costco want to switch to Coke or Pepsi this fall?
I'm going to say Coke.
Question three. Name the title or artist of the song that contains these lyrics. I see a little silhouette of a man, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Can I pass?
I mean, you can. You won't get the point, but sure. Question four, the black box on an airplane is actually this color.
I'm going to say white.
Final question, in what state was the National Football League born?
Alabama.
All right, Cameron, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio? Cameron, I have you down here for 2 correct out of 5.
Okay.
However, there might be some questions in here to trip Alyssa up. We're about to find out. Alyssa, it's Cameron and Willoughby.
Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very good. Thank you.
Cameron went 2 for 5.
Okay.
So, Alyssa, you need to get 2 correct to tie him and 3 to win. Here we go. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix on Friday. What sport did Happy Gilmore originally try to play professionally before discovering his talent for golf?
Hockey.
Hockey is correct. Question 2. Does Costco want to switch to Coke or Pepsi this fall?
They have Pepsi currently. They're switching to Coke.
Also correct. Name the title or artist of the song that contains these lyrics. I see a little silhouette of a man, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango?
Fandango. That's Queen.
Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, it is. All right, question four. The black box on an airplane is actually this color.
Is it green?
It's not green. It's orange.
Oh. That's misleading.
To make it easier to find it.
That makes sense, though.
Final question. In what state was the National Football League born?
I'm going to say Massachusetts.
What is wrong with the two of you? The NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame is just south of us in Canton, Ohio.
So? That doesn't mean that it was here, I'm guessing.
It's Ohio is the correct answer. The Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremonies begin this weekend. I encourage the two of you, Alyssa, just jump in Cameron's truck and carpool down to Canton and learn about football and where it originated.
All right, Cameron. I think Bill might be right. We got to take a field trip.
I think so. That's embarrassing, too, because I'm a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, too. So that's...
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say you're a Browns fan. I can't even be on your side on this. Oh, man.
Cameron, we will not hold it against you. We still have some tickets to the Cuyahoga County Fair that we're going to give you, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much. My name is Cameron, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Thank you for connecting with us this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show, Q104. So I guess our iPhones are going to get an update again soon. iOS 26.
And we have new emojis?
It looks like we're going to have 9 new emojis.
I'm a big emoji user. Bill, you're not.
I think we're saturated in emojis.
I don't know how else to express my emotions. I've said that before on this show, but like I've grown up with emojis at this point, and I do use them as a crutch to express how I'm feeling. I've noticed, though, that you're not big on them when you text.
I probably only use like maybe 10 emojis tops. Because when I have to search for one, I'm like, I'm out. I'm not wasting my time looking for an emoji.
See, I know exactly like where they all are. I know what tabs all the emojis are under. You can search the emojis now, though.
I like that you can search them. So you can just type in like a keyword, the word that you want to say. And then if the emoji pops up and you like it, maybe I'll use it.
Right. But so that's something.
Doesn't happen often. So the 9 new emojis that we're going to get, one is a trombone.
Who was asking for that?
I don't know. That's another thing I'd like to know is, like, how does Apple decide on their new emojis? Are they suggestions?
I would like to know that as well.
Is it like a parent who's like, my son or daughter was just accepted into the high school band and I want an emoji that they're going to play trombone and
I don't have it,
right,
so I need one? Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Come on.
That's the only reason I can think to add a trombone emoji. What else?
There's a treasure chest.
Well, that's kind of fun. I kind of like that.
That could come in handy if you live in Astoria, Oregon, and your house is about to be foreclosed on, and then you go up to the attic and you find a map up there and a painting and a doubloon that might lead you to treasure, and you can just emoji a treasure chest to all your friends.
The first thing on my mind would not be like, oh my God, I can use the emoji now. I would be like, wow, I've got quite a lot going on in my life at the moment, but...
Let's see, what a distorted face. I'm not sure what that's going to look like. I'm assuming it's going to be distorted, but I don't know what the point of it is.
Okay.
It just says hairy creature, like Bigfoot.
I feel like we already have one of those, like the troll face.
Yeah, I can't verify that one.
Okay.
Fight cloud, what's that?
Fight cloud?
It says fight cloud.
What is a fight cloud?
No idea.
I don't know either.
Apple core, so I guess not an apple, an eaten apple, just the apple core.
Oh, okay. Again, I do wonder how we've gotten to the point that we're adding these. Like, who was really like... You know, I love that we have the full apple emoji, but I really wish that we had one to represent the apple after I've eaten it.
I don't know. That's good. I don't think apple... Is apple that transparent? Do they explain this stuff?
I don't think so.
Also on this list, orca, which is...
like a whale?
Whale.
Mm-hmm.
Ballet dancers and a landslide is the last one. Like, I don't know what that's...
How are they going to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, how do you make an emoji of a landslide?
I don't know, but as soon as iOS 26 comes out, you know I'm going to go looking for it.
All these emojis, and you know the one that we still have that, like, it makes me mad every time I see it and scroll past it?
What's that?
The beige orthopedic-looking shoe. Who's using that? No one's using that emoji. It's like a mid-size beige heel, the ugliest shoe I've ever seen. I've had a vendetta against this emoji for at least a decade.
All right, text me that one, because I don't know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, I will send it to you.
It's Q104. Okay, we have Diane in Lakewood ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Do we need to go quickly here? Because you mentioned that you don't have much charge left on your phone.
I'm sorry, yes.
All right, so hopefully we don't lose you as we're playing the game when your phone dies.
Right.
Let's get through your five questions, and then we'll get Alyssa back in here. And again, the rules, if you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins, because all ties go to Alyssa. Those are the rules. Here's question number one. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix on Friday. In Happy Gilmore, what animal causes Chubbs to lose his hand?
What animal causes Chubbs to lose his hands? How about a dog? I don't know.
Question two. It's both a country and a continent.
Australia, I mean.
Question three. Name the fruit that has its seeds on the outside.
Persimmons? I don't know.
Did you say persimmons?
Yes.
All right. Question four. In bowling, what is it called when it takes two throws to knock down all the pins?
It's not a strike. I don't know.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Final question. This is the most common broken bone on the body.
The collarbone. I don't know. No.
All right, Diane, let's get Alyssa back in the studio here. I don't want your phone to die.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Who is driving you around, Diane?
My friend Cindy.
Okay, and you're in the back seat?
Yes, I am.
Why are you in the back seat if your friend's in the front seat?
Because she has a bunch of stuff in her front seat, and she just said, I'm going to senior walk, and she said, can you just sit in the back? And I'm like, sure.
It's an odd dynamic.
I know. No problem.
If my friend told me to get in the back seat, I'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm not getting in the back
seat. This is the life of a woman. I have definitely been told to get in the back seat because cars for us are kind of just like a mobile storage unit. Like, stuff just kind of stays.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Alyssa. Yeah. Also, the other thing that we're dealing with is Diane's phone might die like any second.
No!
So let's get through your five questions. I will say this. Diane, you did get two.
Oh, I can't believe it.
So Alyssa needs two to tie and three to win. Let's go.
Okay.
Question number one. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix on Friday. In Happy Gilmore, what animal causes Chubbs to lose his hand?
A crocodile.
It's an alligator, not a crocodile.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're really going to hit me with the buzzer for a technicality like that.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I can't give you the point.
You're
it's an
really
alligator.
You're not going to give me that point.
Hey, look, Diane needs some help here. She only got two.
I do.
All right.
I couldn't even concentrate.
Question number two. It's both a country and a continent.
Africa?
Sorry.
Australia?
Australia is the correct answer there.
I'm all thrown off now.
All right. So we have three questions left. Alyssa needs two of them just to tie, and if she gets all three, she wins the game. Question three. Name the fruit that has its seeds on the outside.
Strawberries.
That's correct.
Darn.
Yeah, what did you say, Diane? Like persimmons? What is that?
I thought it was a fruit. I don't know. It could be a fruit. You know, it looks like it had seeds on it. So I don't know. But darn, strawberries are my favorite fruit. I can't believe it. I can't believe I said that.
All right. Well, don't take it that hard, Diane. Let's move on to question four. In bowling, what is it called when it takes two throws to knock down all the pins?
A spare.
A spare is correct. Diane, you even said strike. I'm surprised you didn't think of spare.
I know.
Don't you and Cindy go bowling?
No, I don't.
Hey, Quit giving her a hard time, Bill.
All right, final question. This is the most common broken bone on the body.
A toe? Is it a toe?
It's a great guess. It's incorrect. It is your collarbone. Diane got that at the last second.
I can't believe it.
Collarbone.
All these questions, and you got that one correct?
Yes.
Wow.
It was a Hail Mary, believe me.
Okay.
Yes.
However, we do result in a tie today. Alyssa got two, Diane got two.
Okay.
Thank you, Diane. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks to Cindy for driving you around. We also have some passes to the Cuyahoga County Fair. We're going to give those to you.
That's great. Thank you so much. I'm a loser, but I'm a winner.
You can take Cindy with you. Make her sit in the back seat.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I will. No. My name is Diane, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.